We're going to do in a moment, a tri-channel, which is three of us with Ilan doing the meditation, but not for a moment or two. So I want to talk a little while and speak about some things just before we do. And then I'm going to do something with the two channelers. I'm going to actually ask them some questions. I know what's coming later today, especially with Greg Braden and a little bit more with Todd Wakaitis. So we're getting into the meat of these things, some very startling things that are taking place. And I will preview something because I know that it's very, very important to Greg. What Greg is going to do in his final presentation today is to continue the discoveries and the Mayan cosmology. But what has happened with Greg that he doesn't want to talk about a lot is that he has become more and more of an expert just through the years and doing this. And he has a lot of archaeological people coming to him now and asking, what is this? And what is that? And so he is often privy to things that only he has seen and has signed disclosure agreements about. Makes it hard for a teacher to teach around the truth when they know more than they can say. So occasionally, he will make an exception and make a phone call to people that have had these things he's seen, or a government or an institution, and say, I have a group that I would like to show this to. I know it has happened today, and I believe he's made the call. And what that means is that here, especially on this land, he can show something on the screen that almost nobody has ever seen. Yeah. Now, he's going to tell you this because he doesn't know I'm doing this, so act surprised there, too. I will tell you, in all honesty, and this is what he's going to ask the same thing, is that in order for this to work, the promise is that you will not take pictures. Do not take pictures. He will be in trouble if you do. And if you take a picture of what he's showing and it ends up with a friend or on Facebook or whatever, it's not a good thing. So he's trusting us to keep this, and he will tell you this. But I'm telling you now just to impress you on how important this is. Now, I happen to have previewed what he's going to show. I'm sure that he's gotten permission, or he wouldn't have shown it to me. And it's really something. You're going to like it. It just wraps everything up. And at the same time goes, oh, there's got to be more. So that's Greg Braden for you. Todd continues to show and tell some of the things that have happened to him. And I know he has things that he cannot talk about as well. And he doesn't have permission. But just to let you know that these guys are not in a vacuum. I always thought perhaps when you hear these speakers and you hear about amazing things and you say, why isn't it on the news? You know, is it only sequestered to these little meetings and then we go out and you never hear about it? So both Todd and Greg are newsworthy, and you will see these kinds of things because they're working on them. They'll be in their books, especially with Greg. In Todd's case, it'll be mainstream. So what Todd is working on and has now for all of these years eventually will be seen as the way of it because he's had some startling things happen. Not just stem cells have been around a long time, but the laser guiding portion of it that actually calls to them and makes them stay there is the new thing. Just, I don't know if you really got that yesterday. So that's what's different about stem cells with Todd or stem cells in the industry. In fact, it's so poorly accepted in the industry because the efficacy rate is so low in stem cells, about 3%, as he said, that sometimes doctors won't even suggest it. But what he has is a lot, it's more in the 80%. So that's the difference, and you'll see. And it gets even better. Every time I've heard him talk, it gets better. So there's more things that are discovered. All right, that's what the day is going to be. We're going to start it with this tri-channel. A tri-channel is not where we try to channel. That's the three of us together. That's an Adiva joke, right? No, that's right. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to have my colleagues come on up now. And Pragit and Marilyn, you take a seat. People always ask us what it's like to channel. It's a hard question for all of us. Did you notice she had to be helped up on the chair? I like that. All right. Okay. And it's a hard question to answer, what it's like to channel. First of all, in my particular case, it changed. And so what I want to do right away, even before we channel, is just to do a little interview. You guys, I got a mic? And I want to ask you, and we'll start ladies first. Marilyn, from my standpoint...
I'm glad he's asking you first.
Would
Does
you,
that mean I have to wake up?
Would you turn off Pragit's mic because I'm not talking to him? So, no, I'm kidding. You can tell we're friends. Marilyn, I want to know, did it change over time? You have Adirondack from the time Adirondack came to you in the beginning to like today. Would you say that there were changes? And what the feeling of that from the channeler's perspective of then and now?
Oh, yeah, it was huge changes. I have some of the cassettes from the very first few channelings, and I don't know how people listen to it. I really don't, because Adirondack, when they first came in, I had no clue what to do. So it felt like something the size of the United States moving through my throat. And each time I channeled, I would get hoarse until I learned to expand my throat. I teach that now in the How to Channel class. And Adirondack, I could sense the translation from their language into English. And they used to have a really thick accent, really thick, to where, you know, it was hard to, and it would be like, you are going to the store. and there was, the council was always there, and they used to announce themselves, who they were when they came in individually, whether it was Mother Mary or Buddha or Saint Germain. And they heard one person say, well, you know, after the channeling, I noticed that Mother Mary talked to me. She didn't talk to you. And they never announced themselves after that. They say that it's your ego that wants to know who is speaking. And the first time I stood, I couldn't hold the energy. It was actually in a church in Arkansas, and I stood, and I mean, I was leaping on the chairs and moving all around. I just couldn't hold the energy. And so I learned, actually, the very first time we stood for any length of time was at Rosario's house. And it was, you know, like 44 people in her living room, and they couldn't see us. And so they stood, and everything on my body was hard like a tree. I know it's surprising, but there's nothing on my body that's naturally hard. But and so they've learned, and I could hardly move the next day. And so they've learned to adapt to my physicality. They've learned to adapt to the fact that I have arms and legs that do move, and they can help them move. And it's been quite an adventure. In the beginning, they didn't understand humor, surprisingly enough, because now they can be quite funny. They realized that when people laugh, their heart chakra opens. So it was easier to go in and do the work that they do and when their heart chakra opens. And the first time they said, you know, when they heard someone laugh, they were like, I didn't even open my eyes then. They were like, what is that? What is that noise coming from your face hole? You know? And so they learned. And they have been trained over the years to accommodate humanity and learn how to work this body. And now they really work it better than me because they can get into Sekhmet, gets into poses that I can't physically do.
We have a picture of you. You haven't seen it yet with the swords. When you were doing the swords 2 days ago, was it?
Yeah.
And there was one pose. It's almost like Karate Kid pose that you do. And I can't accomplish it because I'll fall over. And I happen to know that without being in channel, you will too.
I will too, absolutely.
So your balance is actually more acute.
Absolutely.
When you're in channel walking around.
Yeah, yeah. I've actually seen, we did a group of dancers in Washington once, and they did like this where I was out flat, one leg sticking out that way, another leg with the sword sticking out this way, a sword coming up here, and they held up for like a minute as they turned with one foot around and pointed the sword at the audience. It was like, how the heck do you do that? So that was, it was pretty amazing, yeah.
I'll have another question for both of you, but I want you, if you would, Brigid, try to answer the same kind of a thing. How has it changed since, let's say, the first time you started with Alcazar till today?
As I said yesterday, the first time happened when I was in a massage and I knew nothing about it and tried to deny it for a long time. But Alcazar came in very similar way with a very strong accent. And some of the words he used were very similar to kind of old English, like ye and things like that, which I don't use anymore. So slowly, slowly, the language changed, became more normal for me, and the accent got less. But also, over the years, Alcazar's introduced me to other different beings that come through now and again. And as some of you know, I channel the dragons, and I have a dragon by the name of Erhan. And when he came through, for the first, I don't know, half a dozen times, my throat would be so sore afterwards that I could hardly talk. And then there's a beautiful mermaid by the name of Symphonia, and she's very sweet, very lovely, very soft, delicate voice. And then in Slovenia, she shocked everybody. She was so funny. It was incredible. She had, the whole room was just almost in tears with her humor. And it was such a surprise for me because, and I felt really embarrassed. I was standing there in front of over 500 people and she was doing all these funny things with my body and making people laugh. And she said, we watch you in the water and you're going like this and you're not moving. So it's like, channeling for me is definitely evolved. In terms of what's coming through, the information and the energetic, it's evolving as we evolve. And what I realize is that the guides, whoever they are and whoever they're coming through, as we become more receptive, the information grows, gets deeper, or changes. And I think it's always been that way. You know, back Jesus talked in parables, stories. And we still have to do that, but the stories are very different and much more scientific. And they challenge you to open up and to be more receptive to what's coming in. So the information is definitely changing. It's definitely getting deeper, and I noticed that listening to all the information that you bring through as well.
That's the same I was going to say. The difference between crying before and after 2012 is dramatic, and it's almost like after 2012, crying started teaching. I mean, that's how I feel. And up to 2012, it was just getting ready. And the early, early days, as we talk about, you were channeling before you knew you were channeling, and you were something similar there. And for me, when Kryon first started being verbal, it wasn't that way. It was writing at first. I thought I would just write. I didn't know what was going to happen. And so I thought book one was an example. Book one actually carries the transcription of the first channel that was ever done for a group of metaphysicians, what they call the Temple Group in Del Mar, California, a group of about 12 people who were selected around the country and would meet on a regular basis. And I met in front of them because I was asked to channel for the first time to open my mouth. And in that meeting, I was dripping wet. I was really nervous. I was sweating because that's not what I thought I would do. I thought I would simply write. Back then, that's just, I'd write a book or two. And so to do it out loud was difficult for me. And I have to then also tell you that from my standpoint, I hadn't quit my job yet or any of those things. This was brand new. I was hoping that those expert, metaphysical, high-ended people would listen and say, keep your job, kid. And instead, what I got universally was, we've been waiting for you. And that was scary. It was frightening because then I knew I would have to do it out loud again. So I started what I call the Del Mar groups. They were a group every Wednesday of 10 people who I knew who were friends, who I could practice on. And it was embarrassing. And it was because it was disjointed. Marilyn talks about the words coming slowly. I had that plus large spaces between them. I realized what I was doing was I was getting a download, and then I was just talking about what the download was instead of being present with the download. That all changed, and this is what I think has changed with all of us. We are interpreters. And what we do is to interpret the language of spirit that comes with whatever entity or with what other energy we have. And so that's what we have gotten better at, I think, is interpreting that language, whatever it is, from spirit. For all of us now, and you can see, when we go into channel, there is no you can't see any mechanics working where we're interpreting or whether we're stopping and listening. It's just not there anymore because we're allied, we're melded with that which is talking to us, mainly the principle. Now, we're going to go with one more question that I can't answer because I have only one channeled energy, Kryon, and that's all I've ever had. There was one time where Kryon let Metatron pop in for about a minute and a half. That's it. Everything else has always been Kryon. There's never been turned over to anybody else. These two sitting with me have this gift of being able to sense and work with multiple, I don't even like to call them entities, energies that present themselves in beautiful ways to them. Now, I've watched this happen. In the case of Marilyn, she doesn't announce them. There's a gap, and in will come an energy she doesn't know or expect. In the case of Pragit, if you watch him, he will actually announce who's coming. And go for that, so you know. So this is a very, very a different way for both of them. So I want you to talk about that. We'll start with Marilyn, just the multiple entity thing or whatever. How did that happen?
Well, we have on the council, and in the beginning, my ego would not acknowledge the council because it seemed so lofty. So they actually call themselves the team or the company, but there's 12 or more on the council. And I say more because others are being added in. And whenever they speak individually, I have absolutely no warning. In fact, Adironda is kind of like the MC sometimes, that they keep things together and moving and, probably pay attention to the time or whatever. And when another energy comes in, it's like I'll feel a tap on my energy and then a stop of everything and the transformation. Sometimes it's physical transformation. Sometimes it's a verbal transformation. I'm beginning to, I used to ask, well, who was that? And they would always say, why is that important? is the message any more profound than if, you know, Master Yeshua said it, or Lord Buddha, or, you know, Babaji, or someone like that? It is fascinating to me the difference in the way they feel internally and externally with Master Yeshua or Jesus. They started coming in very regularly when we were in Israel. And Yeshua, with Adaranda and most of the council, I sit back here. I feel myself kind of looking up, and I can interact with who's communicating, but not, that's it. With Yeshua, they bring me inside so I can feel all that unconditional love. And I'm empathic, so many times I will weep underneath as they continue to talk, and it can get a little messy, but there's no warning, and there's no, excuse me, we'd like to interrupt here, or we have a message from a specific energy. Elohim has come in, and when Lee and I channel, Cryon and I channel, and it's a completely different energy, and is almost a combination, undefinable, when Elohim has come in. It's like, what is this? Because you can feel that complete difference. Even though I don't know that my voice changes so much, I don't know, because I don't remember. I'm asking to remember, because Lee said that I could. And I'm asking to remember what happens and what that transformation feels like. But inside, it's total. It's like my body shifts in that energy, and it's a no warning. It just happens, and you'll feel the pause, and I've learned that Yeshua says, "Dearly beloved," at the beginning. Isis says, "Dearest beings of light," and each entity begins with a different phrase.
Who says, "Hi, y'all"? Yeah,
yeah. I think that's me.
I'm sorry. Right? Thank you. I have this impression, from Brigitte's standpoint. I think you're surprised, but Brigitte, it's almost like they're always all there, and they're standing around you. And it's almost like you rotate through them. In other words, they don't show up. They're all there all the time, and you kind of then just go between. How does that sound to you?
I'm not sure. Clearly, Alcazar is the main man. He kind of when he's talking, sometimes he'll carry on. It's like he'll stop in the middle of the sentence, and I don't know what's coming next, and it's interesting watching what happens with the audience, is because when he's talking and you're following vaguely what he's saying, and then there's this pause in the middle of the explanation, what happens, I've noticed, is people go, what's coming next? And it kind of opens them up a little. So that's fascinating for me. And then he'll be talking, and then as he's talking, he's saying to me, okay, now, Sinfonia wants to come in, and so he will kind of step aside, in a sense. It's difficult to describe. I hear you saying that you step aside. Yeah. I'd like to back up for a minute, because initially, way back in the beginning when I channeled Alcazar, I would kind of sit or stand, but I would kind of close my eyes, and I would feel like the energy as if it was coming into me. And I've heard you say the same thing. After a while, it doesn't come in anymore. It's always there. So that's something which was fascinating for me. So then when Alcazar's guiding something and they feel like a different energy is needed, then a different being will come in. And sometimes I'm very surprised. An energy comes in that I don't know, but it comes in either in a session specifically for that person with a message for them, or something for the group, which I'm totally unaware of. And for me, that's a little scary. For my ego, it's a little scary. But I love the experience. It's nothing special. Everyone can do it. And Marilyn's been teaching people. We've been teaching people for many years. It's just it comes through your intuition. It's the best way to describe it. And Alcazar said once, it's like it's your intuition coming in and you put your foot in the door and it just carries on. So it's an amazing experience.
Something that's happened, this, I think this will be the final thing before we channel, that has happened to all of us, and whether you know it or not, is we have melded with this energy. Now, I say that because in the shower many years ago, Cryan told me, he says, are you ready for the next step? You have to understand, we all have ego. I thought I was at the top of the ladder and didn't need another step. And so there was like, oh no, there's another step. And Cryan says, you've been playing church with me. And I said, what does that mean? And he says, you trot me out when you sit in the chair and you talk to people and you put me away when you're done. Like, that's church. In other words, you go every Sunday. And then you dress for the occasion. And you do things, and then you come home and you do some other things. That was playing church for Cryan. And he said, what about where it's really supposed to be? 24/7, me and you. I didn't know what that meant, and I was afraid of it at first. I was saying, would I then change my personality? And the answer was yes. Then I was really afraid, because nobody wants to be somebody else. When I first started this, what I didn't want to be odd and strange, because I had seen the old style of channeling. And the old style of channeling was the people would sit there and they'd jerk around and they would have strange things happen and whatever. And they were like fools to me, absolute fools. And I was not going to do that. What happened instead was I changed and became a better person. I changed in a way that now I look back and say that was a good thing. I didn't understand what that was about. So it's a meld with me. Now, I know it's with them, too, and I will tell you how I know, because in the old times with me, before the meld, I had to know when we were channeling, what time it was going to be. I had to get ready in certain ways and a mindset to say, okay, this is what I'm going to have to do now or whatever. I still like to know when it's going to happen because I have to hit my recorder. That's the only reason. Now, it doesn't matter. I have watched both of them channel spontaneously when the time was correct, when the energy was right. I've watched both of them break into channel, not at an inappropriate time at all, but an appropriate time, whether it was a group meditation where nobody expected a channel was coming and there would be one, or whether it was a spontaneous thing where we all felt something and there would be a channel coming. And I know both of you know what I'm talking about. That's not possible unless you're connected. So I would say that's the biggest change from for me, from an old energy to a new energy. All right. Thank you, folks, for sharing that. Did you enjoy that? Good. The maestro joins us, and also Ilan will join us, and we'll begin.
Take a deep breath. Maybe a few, slow down your breathing. Feel it through your entire lungs, through your entire body, through every cell of your body, directed everywhere. And bring your attention to your beautiful muscle we call the heart, and breathe even slower, going deeper, feeling the connection, feeling the love getting stronger because you are giving it attention now, you are increasing it now, you are feeling it, you are amplifying it, you are energizing it. This mechanism of love, of beauty, of compassion, of gratitude, of care, of peace, of joy, unconditional love that is pouring from within you and pouring into you from other realms, from the beings of light that have gathered with you here throughout these days, preparing the space for you, and you in an unconscious way already prepared it for all of us, integrating the energies, coalescing the energies, this confluence of symphonies, of vibrations, of frequencies, of tones, of light. Breathe and expand it even more. Let your minds rest for now, and maybe for the rest of the day. And allow yourself to feel more of your interdimensionality, of your beingness, your true state of being. It is not our body, it is our energy, our soul, that speaks constantly in a form that does not have words that come through our mouths, that have patterns and energy that speaks in other dimension. Breathe. Can you feel it speaking now to you and to those around you in vibration? What if you can walk in this state throughout the days? Yes, we still need to use our mind, our intellect, thoughts, being aware of things around us, of course, interacting with other people, but what if the meld of you with your energy, with your Merkava, your vehicle of light, can get stronger and more integrated into your day-to-day life? Because these are the tools of now and the future that will support and advance and expand your awareness and consciousness to do the things that you truly came here to do. This is your time. This is the time of shift in the planet. And you are helping to shift and move it into a whole new place, whole new future for humanity, simply by being aware of your multidimensionality, your immenseness of love that you project with your attention. And without the need to explain or say anything when you walk through the day, if spontaneously you are asked about what is that glow that you have today, or what are you doing that you're so happy, and maybe you will spontaneously have something to say or share a feeling. But simply being in that state creates peace, creates joy, creates solutions for others that you are completely unaware of, but the energy speaks and creates synchronicities and feelings for others. This is your way of supporting. When you don't have the words, you have the energy to speak for you. When you don't react, but instead you respond. So breathe in more in this space that we all gather together here in the Yucatan Peninsula, in Maya land. And let the ancestors and the ancients of this place speak to you energetically, give you maybe a message, something to take home that will support you as well. And in their quantum state of being, of course, they can even join you on your journey. This is the last day of the conference that just began. Set the stage for you, for what you want to, well, in a word we can say, experience or accomplish today. Maybe there is one thing that you want to focus your energy on, and that one thing you will focus will also touch and affect the other things that you wishing to change or to shift or to understand or to be more aware of. Maybe it's being more patient. Maybe it's been listening to things, learning some things, understanding. Maybe it's a play, being more playful. So give your attention now to that one thing. And bring it closer to you. Bring it closer to you and just observe it and see it changing. Use your focus intention of love. Breathe. And love yourself even more. Love yourself even more. Love yourself even more. And let us open our hearts and consciousness for the messages, for the energy, for the wisdom, for the divinity, for the language and light from Alcazar, from Adironda, and Kryon.
Beloved ones, we greet thee. Tis Alcazar. Allow this gentle energy to support you in moving deeper into relaxation rather than listening to these words, see if you can feel what is being shared. For the words are there to occupy the mind, so your mind thinks it knows what is occurring. The energy that is being shared is what is working with you on all levels, in all ways. Allow yourself to feel as well as just listen. You are creating your own energetic right now. If your focus is mind, or if your focus is heart, you are creating. When your focus is in the heart, your creations are far more powerful. Even the thoughts, the words create. So we wish to say to many of you who we have heard saying, I don't know. Beloveds, if you are saying, I don't know, you are putting out to existence, to spirit, I don't want to know. So if you catch yourself saying, I don't know, change it instantly and say, ah, I would like to know. Can you feel the difference between I don't know and I would like to know? Because, beloved ones, we are here. We are always available. And when you say, I would like to know, then it is possible for us to supply the understanding, the feeling that you are wanting to know. And if you are open, receptive, really wanting to know, then you can feel our response, which may come instantly or may come at some point later on when you are not expecting it. We respond to you. We respond to your energy. We come to these places, these gatherings, with no expectation. We respond in the moment to you. Few moments ago, when this one Prageet was talking, mentioning that he channels the dragons, did you notice the shift in the energy, the excitement? We did. Ran did. And he is here, waiting.
I am Thran of the Dragon Realm, and we greet thee. We are beautiful beings. Do not believe these stories where we eat children and princesses. No. Many hundreds of your years ago, many of you could see us, could see into our reality. Many of you loved us. But then came your various religions. They told these stories about us. They turned you against us. They turned you against the fairies. They turned you against the mermaids. They turned you against all that was natural. And in doing so, you slowly disconnected, not only from us, but you disconnected from your expanded abilities. Beloved ones, welcome us if you feel a connection. Invite us to come back into your reality, your individual reality, to allow your senses to open and feel our presence. Beloveds, there is so much waiting for you when you allow self to move beyond the limitations that you continue to allow to be with you. Use these energies to step out of your self-imposed prison. Understand. You are the one that keeps you limited. Decide to be free. And Alcazar is wanting the microphone. We wish to know you. Will you invite us into your reality? I am Thran of the Dragon Realm. And so, beloved ones, there is so much available to you. You do not have to be a channel. The intention to be more of who you are, the intention to be willing to notice these unconscious programs that pop up. Let us say this. Stop being polite. Start being natural. Allow your natural beauty, your natural radiance, in order to allow this, you need to be natural. Notice when your smile is uncomfortable and just let it go. And when you notice this artificial smile, for example, just say, I no longer wish to be like that. I wish my expressions to be natural. Beloveds, change is simple and easy. Let me say this again. Change is simple and easy. What is difficult is those moments before you change. The fear
of the new you. But let us say this. With each change, you become more beautiful. With each change, your vibration gently raises. With each change, your ability to create a reality that you wish to live happens. Allow the changes that are wanting to come through you. Understand this. The changes want to come through you. Your mind, your habits are preventing these changes. Change is a natural flow of existence. We are all here simply to remind you. We are here simply to support you to begin to access that which you already know. And so, beautiful beings, celebrate who you are now. Love yourself as you are. And celebrate who you are becoming. In love, we are.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your light, your wondrousness, your energy, your brilliance. We are honored to be here with our esteemed dear friends Alcazar, Cryon, and Elon. In that energy, know that you, we are honored to be here in your presence, dearest beings of light. Well, otherwise, we would just be a little interdimensional party happening up here without you, huh? So we are happy that you are here. You see, that information that you are carrying with you are new encodements that you have actually received while you are here in the Yucatan on this node. It began a few days ago with the full moon of 12-12. On 12-12, at 12-12. Whew, powerful day. And each of the connectors that anchored in. That is why several of you, if you are here in this room and not listening in the future, several of you feel like you have a bit of an energy hangover today, huh? Anyone feel like that? Yes, as the hands go up. Because of the major transformation that you are indeed experiencing. With each connection, think of the Ekbalal, the temple of Ekbalal, whether it is the star jaguar or the black star or the black jaguar. We heard all the guides say something different. And yet, at the same time, it is all three. One of the ancestors brought a message for those that were at the top of the pyramid. We wish to repeat that message for each of you. For that black jaguar is about transformation. It is about the internal transformation of you. It is about the acknowledgement and bringing in all things of your past, all things that you have ever experienced in all of your existences. And you're very old. And in all of those things now, you are transforming and allowing your spots of the jaguar to be seen. You are allowing your psychic abilities, your intuition to be heard. You are stepping into your present power of existence, knowing that with each step, your abilities get stronger and stronger. With each magnificent energy, each connection as you gather together in groups, your spots, your patterns, your old patterns that no longer serve are dissipating, stepping back. Your new, beautiful patterns, the new existences that you are stepping into, are being seen. And with that being seenness, that is your gift to humanity, to allow yourself to be transparent. Many of my people were gentle, loving people. They had to step into their warrior self for their own protection and then dissipated. You have been your warrior self. Now that self can move with the stealth of the Black Panther, with the focus of the Jaguar, with the focus and wisdom of those ancients. You have walked upon their stones. You have walked upon their graves. You have moved through the energy of brilliance. You have encountered that focus that is truly you. And we celebrate that. Dearly beloveds, my light and love rests with you. As you feel those power-filled energies moving through you, we hear some of you say, I know that. I know that energy. I feel that feeling of power-filled love. That is what I bring. That combination of experiencing the Dragon of Wrong. Presence there, the power of that creation, the excitement of remembering, as our vessel Marilyn did when she rode with the dragons. And remember the pain when each of you saw the travesty of what was done. And then I came. And yet it happened again. The travesty of pain and suffering and torture. And I left for a time. And then you came back. Each of you. And I am so grateful for your presence. You opened my heart. For I am in yours. I am within you. Our divine link, Marilyn, as people come up to her and say, teach me how to hear. And she says, how often are you still? For you see, dearest beloveds, in that stillness is where my voice is. In that stillness is where your voice is. In that stillness is where your jaguar is. In that stillness is love. The simplicity, the natural wonder of beauty of each doing their task, playing their part, enlightening others. I know, as Kryon says, our dear friend, you go from here changed. Please hold that change in the nearness and dearness of your entire being. And as that, as you allow others to see your new spots, they are transformed as well, just by your presence. I have heard it before. They want what I have. They want what you have as well. That love, that joy, that essence, that experience, that radiance. It is no secret. It is nothing that you have to dig down into the depths of your soul to find. You just simply get the opportunity to allow yourself to be seen and to know that now the promise is it is safe. It is safe to be seen. It is safe to be you. You can tuck away the memories of the old world, for there is no paradigm for where you are. You are creating the new world. And for that, I am grateful. I ask you to listen with your heart, not with your mind. From the voice of the ancients into your heart, you are the illuminated ones. You are bringing forth the new wisdom. And for that, we are so, so grateful, so honored, so in love with you. We thank you for saying yes to you. We thank you for letting yourself be seen. We thank you for seeing yourself. We honor you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We are still in the Yucatan Peninsula. This is channeling number 5. There have been so many who have asked, what is the purpose, really, of channeling? In this session, there are 3 who have channeled for you. Human beings filled with the Spirit in a specific way that would bring you so many kinds of energies, but all from the other side of the veil. It represents, therefore, a connection that you crave. And you crave it because you're not getting it. Not really, not getting it. From any other place. Now that's a perception. And dear ones, if you want to know what channeling is also about, it's knowledge, core truth, filled with that which is instructions that say, this is normal. And the connection that you can have is just like the ones in front of you. What is happening on the planet is the subject always of Kryon, change, movement, cycles. And those changes and those movements and those cycles are all about an energy that is consciousness. Some have said they don't understand what that energy is. And they would then put into that word energy what it means in 3 dimensions. And you'd be wrong. Suffice it to say that consciousness is one of the largest push-pull energies in the universe. Consciousness is not simply that which you've defined as energy. It is something that can move physics because it is part of creation. The consciousness you have as a human being is something I told you yesterday was variable. And yet those who study consciousness and the ways of thinking on the planet believe that it is static. That is to say, it is what it is and it does not change. And the controversy is this: it is changing. And now you realize that it's not simply an energy as you would define it on the planet. It might even be a dimensional shift. Consciousness is far larger than you think. But the biggest thing right now that you need to understand about a changing consciousness is one word: connection. It starts to reveal that you have a two-way street of information, of emotion, of love, of intellect with the image of God. I want to reveal yet again that the indigenous of the planet, the ancients of the planet, seem to know this. Built into their cosmology, it is. Most of them will have defined levels of consciousness. They'll call them certain other kinds of things, but it's awareness. Truly awareness. More than three or four ancient tribes and systems and ways of defining cosmology on this planet have humans all starting underground. It's not a three-dimensional idea, it's a metaphor. Whether it happens in Peru or happens in the Yucatan Peninsula or with the Navajo, you start underground. That's a metaphor for a low consciousness human being. And you come out of that low consciousness like a birth into awareness, into a school perhaps of lifetimes, where every single one of them gives you the opportunity for greater awareness. Some have up to 9 levels of awareness. Some have 7. Some have more. But the fact is, the idea is that you can climb that ladder of understanding of the connection to spirit. Every single human has the ability to move up into other awareness levels. Every human by themselves can move up to the place where they start to knock on the door of the veil itself and move into another dimension. That comes from the ancients. That comes from those who lived here. Now wind your way to 2019 and tell me what you see. The major religions of the planet, those belief systems, basically have 2 levels. You're included or you're not. How do you like it so far? You've completely and totally lost the idea that every human by themselves has the image of love and compassion of God in them. And through their own efforts and awarenesses can shine light or not, and go up those levels or not. But you're told today, dear ones, that there is no connection. There's no connection at all unless you do this or that. Then you're included. And then, of course, if you're among those who are not included, there's punishment for not being included. That's the children's version of a beautiful, beautiful awareness system. That's the children's version. And the ancients who lived here had the adult version. Connection is what is starting to happen on this planet that is different than it has ever been before. The channels you hear today, one by one, are giving you the same information: gentle, beautiful, loving, compassionate information that says you are enabled to go into these levels of consciousness by yourself and start feeling the connection That's where consciousness is going in this new time. Yesterday we told you this. We gave examples of this. But it's more than that. It's an explosion to enlightenment, dear ones. When you pass a certain level, it's like a spark comes into your life. It's like, oh my. And some humans crumble at the truth until they can understand that in every cell of their body is the Creator. Some stand tall and move through it, depending upon how surprising it is to you. And the biggest surprise that I've ever given to you in the 30 years isn't a surprise to an indigenous or an ancient, but it is to you. That you arrived on this planet totally complete, magnificent, and ready to go. There was no dark energy that laid on you from past performance. Even karma was simply part of the learning of awareness. You arrived pristine and beautiful and pure, and you still do. I'll tell you, dear ones who sit in the chairs or listen to me, if anyone tells you differently, they may believe it. But it doesn't make spiritual sense at all. For the Creator, in the Creator's image, to put you on this earth hobbled and broken and dirty, there's no reasoning for this. Magnificent you are. And those who may sit in front of me feel that that enablement is theirs because they have been through lifetime after lifetime of experience to bring them to the chair or to hear these words. And they intuitively know it. Those who hear these things for the first time from this voice sometimes are touched. In a way, they ask, why am I here? What am I here for? I believe this. What am I here for? And I'll say what I said yesterday. You're here to find this out. Not to do something, but to be something. And what you're going to be is an anchor, a lighthouse for the rest of the planet, who also has the ability to connect. 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 The last channel of the day, I'll talk about the human soul. How could you possibly have a divine soul and believe you came in dirty? Doesn't make sense. So if you see her, you see what I'm saying, or you hear what I'm saying, and you want to understand this fully, you came ready to receive this information. Some of you are ringing with it right now. It's true. The light that you carry is the core truth that the indigenous here knew. What they did within their cultures, not all things appropriate. No culture is perfect. But the shamanic energy and the cosmology is what you're looking at. And that often told of a true and complete system of God filled with compassion and love and levels of awareness, multidimensionality, healing. So many of the things that are not part of any real belief system today. I close with this. There is no system of God. Controversial, there are no rules of God. What there is instead are levels of love. As the human being with free choice becomes more aware, all of the things that you would define as rules are intuitively given of how to treat each other, of how to work the puzzle of your own culture, of integrity and what to do next, the best way to live, the right way to think, all intuitive, filled with light, because that's the image of God. So you might say the image that you came in with is intuitively yours, innately yours, to discover the things that are already yours to discover. It's inside you. It's not on a tablet somewhere. It's inside. It's not an obscure teaching that you're going to have to study, dear ones. It really isn't. It's inside. The ancient core truths of everything you ever needed to know is built into your DNA. On purpose, ready for discovery, and all it requires is connection. Are you ready to connect? You wouldn't be sitting here unless the answer was yes. Dear Spirit, you might say, I am not just willing to connect, I am connected. Help me get out of that mire of belief that says I'm not, or I can't, or I never will. For those things are the children's version, and they're not true anymore. Just like certain mythologies you were given as a child, you learned differently as you grew up, and now you're growing up. Be connected this day in a way you never have before, because once you're connected, you're always connected, dear ones. Free choice, that can take you backwards if you want to, but then you're in denial of being connected. You are. These things I give you are true and given in love. I'll be back. And so it is.